and welcome to the program. The other day somebody asked me, how's things? And I just laughed. I said, things? I could write a book about that. One thing I know for sure, God's in charge. He has not lost control. Stay tuned for our message today. Recently heard the story of a Christian man who had so many difficulties and so many trials come along, he finally gave up and he just quit going to church. One day there was a knock at his door and he opened the door and the man said, are you Mr. So-and-so? He said, yes, I am. He just shook his hand and said, I'm glad to meet you, and turned around and walked away. The guy said, wait a minute, what's going on here? And he said, I know you've had a lot of troubles and trials lately. I just wanted to shake hands with someone that God would trust with all that pressure. Well, it did have effect on the man, and he started going back saying, yep, God's in charge. And, sometimes we feel like the light at the end of the tunnel is just another train. What we need to do is have faith in God.
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burdens thrust upon you make you tremble? And you feel that you will not the victory gain? Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Those thorns of life, your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith. Just before the dawning, silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey He has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what His love allows. Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Those storms of life, your path assail. God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith. He is able to deliver. Faith and victor be in every trying hour. Fear and care and sin and sorrow be defeated by our faith in God's almighty conquering power. Have faith in God. He cannot sail. God's word is true. He cares for you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God.
One of the most discouraging things to me in this life is the fact that people will not listen when you give them the opportunity from the Word of God to have a victorious Christian life in this world and an eternity in heaven after that. But one of the things we need to realize is that we cannot make them drink. Paul spent his life as a Christian with one major purpose, and that was to help others. Writing to the Corinthians, he said it was his desire that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians 1:4. To the Corinthians, Paul said, I wrote unto you with many tears that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. He continued, I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and live with you. 2 Corinthians 7:3. He continued saying, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. 2 Corinthians 12:15. But they wouldn't listen to him. The phrase would not occurs in the Word of God 118 times. The phrase ye would not came from the lips of Moses 4 times. He wanted to be a helper to their joy, but they would not listen. The prophet Isaiah said, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. Isaiah 30, verse 15. The prophet Jeremiah said, because they have not hearkened to my words, or God said, because they have not hearkened to my words, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 29:19. Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. John 5, verse number 40. Jesus said, you would not come unto me that ye might have life. They all chose. It's discouraging to be a pastor or to be a parent when the people we care about refuse to listen. However, they must make their own choice and face the consequences of those choices. Paul said, I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Romans 9:1-3. But Paul also said, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. We must realize that we do not have dominion over the faith of our listeners. We are simply helpers to their joy. Paul said that in 2 Corinthians 1:24. That verse one day jumped right off the pages of the Word of God for me when I was very disappointed that people wouldn't listen. Read it. It says, we have no dominion over your faith. We're simply helpers to your joy. We can point them to the Bible, but we can't make them drink from the well of water springing up into everlasting life. And so what we need to do when the burdens come along and we feel downhearted and we think our work is all in vain, have faith in God.
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burdens thrust upon you make you tremble, and you feel that you will not the victory gained. Have faith in God, He cannot fail. Those storms of life, your path assail. God's word is true, He cares for you. In God, have faith in God. It is always darkest just before the dawning. Silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey He has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what His love allows. Have faith in God, He cannot fail. Those storms of life, your path assail. God's word is true, He cares for you. Have faith in God, have faith in God. God is mighty, He is able to deliver. Faith and victory be in every trying hour. Fear and care and sin and sorrow be defeated by our faith in God's almighty conquering power. Have faith in God, He cannot fail. Those storms of life, your path assail. God's word is true, He cares for you.